Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Donna's question today says, my biggest challenge is selecting solid colours that work well together. Something the shade or the hue or chroma or brightness or intensity causes too many of my solids to not work well. It doesn't help that I live in the Ozarks and I'm 100 miles from any shopping clothing store, so I have to do most of my shopping by mail order. Also, I'm petite, so the selection of clothes that will fit and flatter is quite small. Any suggestions? So, Donna, when we're thinking about different colours, so there are three properties of colour. We have the intensity, so that's how bright the colour is. So intensity, saturation, they all mean the same thing. And we've got from really, really bright all the way down to very, very grey in there. So if we looked at something like this, dramatic swatch, which is bright, and compare it to something like this, sophisticated, which is more muted, these colours don't work together. Even though they are both deep, they've got the same value, they're both darker colours and they're both cool colours, this is much more muted than this one. And so therefore, the colours don't work together. And so therefore, this is why having a palette is a really good thing. And when you're using a colour palette, so for anybody who's got a colour palette, when you're in a store and you're saying, does this match, you know, whatever I'm looking at, don't try and find one individual colour and say, well, it's pretty close to that, and so therefore I'll go with it. I always tell my clients, what you need to do is fan out the swatch. You want to get the swatch as a whole and compare it, because that's when you'll get the right intensity. And when you have that same intensity, because the overall intensity is going to be similar. The thing with printing, that it's very inexact. And so sometimes some colours are a little bit more bright and others are a little bit more muted. But when you look at it as a whole, the palette will give off that right intensity for you. And so therefore, if you look at this, you might say, this is brighter than my jacket. Yet this one here is more muted than my jacket. My jacket is in between these two palettes. So you're really looking for that same intensity overall in all your colours. And then you'll actually find that your colours work really easily together, because it's getting that same intensity. So intensity, saturation, brightness, they all mean the same thing. And it's really just using a palette. And this is where using a palette can make it easier. Now, because you're doing mail order, sadly, it's a bit harder, because you do not know what something's going to turn out like. And, you know, we can be disappointed when something turns up and it's not the same colour as it appeared on screen. I mean, these days they're getting better at showing better colours on screen, but even then people's screens show things in different colours. So, you know, this is the one hard thing, that when you are shopping mail order, it is much harder. It may be worth every now and again doing some research and traveling somewhere where you can actually go shopping in person, so that you can actually see the colours in person rather than judging from a photo. And of course, being petite, you have fewer options anyway, because there just aren't as many clothes made for petites. And so that also, I understand, is making it harder for you. But really, when we're looking at saturation, always with a palette, we're looking at it as a whole. We're not just pulling out individual colours, and we're not just looking for to match a specific colour. We're looking at, does it look like my colours? Has it got the same intensity? Has it got the same value? So how light or dark the colour is, and does it have the same undertone? So if I put on a, you know, something like this, which is a warm palette, it does not have the same undertone, so it doesn't go. It's a different sort of blue than the blues that are in this palette. So yeah, it's really not easy, Donna, and I know it can be a bit of a pain, but my suggestion would be is maybe once a season, or once every couple of times a year, actually doing shopping, and then only shopping online when you really, really have to replace something, rather than doing all your shopping online if you're finding that an issue. Next question comes from Gail. She says, I do have a question that I've been puzzling over. As a young woman, I always thought I was a classical winter. Now, as my dark grey, slightly auburn hair has gone silver, I see the lighter, more soft colours are working well. for me. However, I have olive green eyes. This means I think I can sometimes wear certain shades of olive which enhance my eyes. However, olive is warm, so it doesn't really fit with all the cool base colours that have seemed to suit the rest of my colouring. Do you have any tips on this combination of characteristics? Now, I would suggest, Gail, that you were never a winter. The problem was, is back in those days, you may not have had the overt warmth of an autumn or a spring, but you still had warmth. And back in the day, when you were younger and your hair was lighter, there was no option for you. I would suggest that you actually have warm colouring. You just weren't aware of it because those olive green eyes are such a tell for that warmth. It just may not have been really, really obvious. So when we're thinking about what your colouring is, I would actually, and this is where too, so many people say, oh, I thought I was warmer. I thought I was cool. And I often say to them when I'm doing a colour analysis, send me photos of yourself in your favourite colours. And quite often people think they're wearing all cool colours and the photos they send me are of warm colours, or they think they're all warm and the photos they send me, they're actually all cool colours. Because unless you have a really good education in colour, most people don't really know what the undertone of different colours are. And I do have a free download about picking the undertone of colours. If you want to go and grab that, you are welcome to it. But it is one of those things that it is something that a lot of people are not 100% aware of. So it can be something that is a bit confusing if you don't really know. So I would suggest that maybe what you were doing is dressing in the right kind of intensity and maybe contrast, and that's why the outfit seemed to work. And so now that you have gone grayer, it's gone silver, and you've softened down, that your colouring, and what we notice is those green, olive green eyes, that actually those warm, soft, light colours work for you now, rather than the deep, bright, cool colours that you had been wearing. And this is why whenever hair colour changes, it's always a good time to go and get a, you know, reassessment of your colours, get a new colour analysis, because colours are not set for life. And two, colour systems have moved on, they've developed, they are so much better now. My 18 palette absolute colour system is light years ahead of all those seasonal palettes and seasonal colour systems. Even the ones that are popular today, they don't have enough palettes, and they often don't actually have the right palettes for so many people who actually have kind of subtle warm colouring, not really obviously warm colouring. So my suggestion is get a new colour analysis and actually find the colours that really work for you. My last question today comes from Lara, who says, my hair has gone white grey and I still have a warm complexion and I'm not sure which colours work for me anymore. So when you are thinking about, and this depends on if you're white grey and your hair is really white, or if it's still more grey rather than being white. So I'd say my hairs are kind of in a white grey now. It's not completely white, but it's not a darker grey at the moment. A little bit at the back is a bit darker, but most of the hair around my face, which is what really matters, is closer to white, but it's not 100% white yet. But which palette would you be? So the thing is if you are more white, you might be going to something like this Exquisite palette. And this palette has more white in it, so it's more pastel, versus if you are still maybe more grey, and depending on your complexion, you may be like my Intriguing palette, which is a little bit softer. And this depends on your skin. So just because your hair's gone white, if your skin is still warm, then absolutely stick with those warm colours, but you probably want to soften them down a bit, and they won't be as warm as traditionally what you may have worn when you were younger and you had more warmth left in your hair. So that is also something. So we've got to think about that there's lots of different spots on each of these continuums between warm and cool, light and dark, bright and muted, and therefore we want to be looking at what's your current colour characteristics and how can you kind of repeat them in your outfits. And this is why getting a reassessment whenever your hair colour changes, or when you're feeling like the colours that you used to wear just aren't quite as good as they used to be, that's a really good sign that it might be time to do a colour update. So thank you for your questions and thank you so much for watching, and I hope that you have learned a little bit more about colour today. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.